just went through like hours of rain yesterday and last night. You know, that good, steady, long rain that you wish we had this summer, but at least we got a lot of rain, but it just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And eventually you notice just a small spot of water downstairs and you say, well, how often is it going to keep coming and coming? So a little bit of that. It's not like you walk downstairs and went, oh, wow, we got a flood. So I called Roy Spencer before the show and I just said, Roy, for those people, you know, maybe you don't have to do this, right? What's your answer to that, Roy?
Well, you don't have to do anything, John, but, you know, sometimes, usually we want to do the thing that's best for us. So the best thing is to get this problem investigated. So there's three reasons why you shouldn't live with that little bit of water that you only get when it only rains really hard. Yeah. First is, obviously, there's a problem. As I mentioned, we don't have water coming in our bedroom, our living room. We know if there were, there's a problem that needs to be attended to. Well, the same thing is with our basement. So there's a problem, and it can be fixed. Secondly, it's a problem that's going to get worse. Water is just an erosive thing, so it eats away at things, and what's a little problem now, eventually is going to get to be a bigger problem that's going to have to be dealt with. And thirdly, you know, you can play the martyr, live with it, mop up the water when it happens occasionally, all you want. Eventually, when you go to resell the house, you're going to have to disclose that. And how would you feel, John, as a potential buyer, if somebody told you, oh, I only get a little bit of water and it rains really hard? So, you know, you're going to take less money
well,
for the house. So
well, no, you gonna, just, well, if I may, what,
yeah,
in that situation, you just don't tell them.
that's
how a lot of us deal with that.
And then we end up in court and all that stuff. So let's just do the right thing. Do it for yourself.
Okay, but what about this? All right, so say in the corner of the den or the workout room or the office you have in the basement, the carpet's a little damp or whatever your situation is. I mean, where is that water coming from, Roy? Is it a crack in the wall? I mean, that must be it, right?
Well, no, that's typically if you have a poured concrete wall, and walls are made out of stone and brick and different things, but most of our basements are made out of poured concrete. And typically if you're getting seepage in one area, it probably is coming through the wall. Most likely that is a crack. There's such things as honeycombs and tie rods and pipe penetrations, other wall problems. But if you get it in a local area, it's probably just that, and it's a relatively small project to deal with. On the other hand, you can also get water coming up around where the floor and wall meet, what we call the cove area, around the base where there's a joint there. And typically that comes in several different areas, but sometimes it can manifest itself yeah. just in one area. So we need to have an expert come out and diagnose the problem so you know what you're dealing with.
Okay, but say you do then, just the largest percentage of our listeners then may have that, some localized
yeah.
stuff, and it's
mm-hmm.
damp, and maybe it's some fissure or crack in the wall. So then do you dig out the outside dirt and put a sealant on the outside wall? You have to dig 9 feet down a big hole?
Well, at times we do that, but typically if the problem area is accessible from the inside, there's no, you know, bookcases or something that can't be moved. If we can get access to the problem from the inside, that's always best, first and foremost, because we can see exactly what the problem is. We're not guessing. And secondly, we can do it more economically. If we have access to the crack or hole, we can inject an epoxy resin
yeah.
under pressure from the inside that actually goes all the way through the wall and seals it on the outside and structurally welds the wall back together. So it's actually a more permanent repair, but sometimes that's not acceptable, and we do have methods to work from the outside as well.
A quick question from one of our listeners. Tom, you're on WGN. Tom, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Roy, my sump pump, there's nothing going in it at the moment. I crawled in last night, and this sump pump has been working, and at the moment, nothing is going in there. Usually you got a trickle or something like that. I checked the pump, and it pumped out what little bit was in there, but I would think this means it's clogged, but I have two lines coming in. Do you have the capability of putting a camera through that line to see what's going on?
Well, yes, Tom, we do have a camera that we camera sewer lines out, and we can put those in the drain tiles. You can't typically rod out a drain tile like you do a sewer line because
that's
it's not
correct,
strong
yeah.
enough to handle the rotting, but we could put a mm-hmm. camera line down there. But I at this point, if you're not having any problem, Tom, and just consider yourself lucky, the water in your area is not built up enough where it can get to the crawl space. If you're getting water and your sump pump's not working, then yeah, that's what I would
be. Wait a minute, Tom. Do you have water in your basement? Do you have a wet spot on your floor?
No, we do not. No, I haven't checked this morning because I'm not home. But I checked yesterday, and we do not. And
yeah,
we
okay.
have our gutters.
Well, then, if I may, Roy, we're running short of time here, but maybe he didn't get water. He didn't get sufficient volume, then he needs it, right?
Yeah, he's one of the lucky few who's not getting water, and everything's working, and I'm glad you tested your sump pump, Tom. That's what we have to know. But, you know, it's okay if the sump pump doesn't work even when it's raining, as long as you're not getting water. But if you are getting water, your sump pump's working or not working, either way, you know, you should get that checked out.
Pretty busy today, are you, Roy?
We're very busy. Everybody's having problems at once, but we're glad to have it.
So Roy Spencer from PermaSeal. Okay, well, I just think folks may be experiencing the scene I described, so I wanted your wisdom on it. Roy, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, John.
That's Roy Spencer from